I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia has launched cruise missiles at Ukraine's capital and the Odessa region in anticipation of a counteroffensive. AP correspondent Karen Shamas has details.
Explosions were heard in Kyiv, and falling debris caused a fire in a non-residential building. In the southern region of Odessa, one person died, and two were wounded in a Russian missile attack. However, a spokesperson for Odessa's military administration said most of the missiles were shot down over the sea. Earlier in the week, Ukrainian air defenses thwarted an intense Russian air attack on Kyiv, shooting down all missiles aimed at the capital. Ukraine's military defense has been bolstered by sophisticated Western-supplied systems. I'm Karen Chamas.
Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan announced Wednesday the Black Sea Green Deal that allows safe passage for ships bringing Ukrainian agricultural products through Russia's naval blockade has been saved from the brink of collapse for now. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda tells us more.
The president says that thanks to the efforts of Turkey and support of its Russian and Ukrainian friends, the Black Sea deal has been extended for 2 months. It was initially set to last 120 days from July last year. Ukraine is one of the world's biggest grain exporters. Turkey and the United Nations have been hosting negotiations for the deal's continuance. The Ukrainian government is welcoming the extension, but says Russia must stop using food as a weapon and blackmail.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda. China says its special envoy met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky during talks in Kyiv earlier this week. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin said at a daily briefing that Ukraine's foreign minister also met with Li to discuss how to end Russia's war. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden said Wednesday that there's work to do on the global stage as he headed to Japan to consult with allies on Russia's invasion of Ukraine and China's assertive influence in the Pacific. Biden pledged to remain in constant contact with negotiators back in Washington working to head off a federal default. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the debt talks could not be put off, so President Biden scrapped the back of his trip.
Work that we need to do bilaterally with Australia through the Quad and with the Pacific Islands is work that can be done at a later date, whereas the final stretch of negotiations over the debt limit or over the budget cannot be done at a later date. And that default can't be postponed, but the trip can be postponed.
The Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida arrived in Hiroshima Thursday as he prepared to welcome world leaders to the Group of Seven meeting in the western Japanese city that was the site of the world's first atomic bomb attack. The Japanese leader planned to hold meetings with U.S. President Joe Biden and British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak later in the day before the wider summit kicks off Friday. The G7 leaders are expected to touch on a range of issues during the three-day meeting, with Russia's war of aggression and Ukraine likely to be high on the agenda. Nigerian police said Wednesday they are still searching for the attackers who opened fire on a U.S. convoy Tuesday, killing consulate staff and two policemen before abducting three people. Timothy Obiezu reports from Abuja.
No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but authorities suspect separatist agitators in the region. Security forces have blamed the indigenous people of Biafra for increasing violence in the southeast. In recent years, the region has seen increased attacks, including many raids on offices of the Independent National Electoral Commission, or INEC, in a bid to disrupt elections. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Israel has deployed over 2,000 police for a parade by a flag-waving Jewish nationalist through the main Palestinian thoroughfare in Jerusalem's Old City. Authorities say the heightened security presence is part of a determined effort to ensure the contentious event passes without violence Thursday. Superiors of the Massachusetts Air National Guard member charged with leaking highly classified military documents had raised concerns internally on multiple occasions about his handling or viewing of the classified information. Justice Department lawyers made the disclosure in court papers, urging a magistrate judge to keep Jack Teixeira behind bars while he awaits trial in the case. I'm Tommy.